Welcome in to the Phillies in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Friday, April 29th, 2022. The good times continue to roll as the Phillies earn their first series sweep of the Rockies, taking all four games at Citizens Bank Park. They are now back to 500. Ring the bell! And let's recap the game. The Phillies cruise to a 7-1 victory behind their resurgent ace, Zach Wheeler. With Wheeler yet another turn further into the season, his 2021 form continues to return. He tossed six strong innings, and though he walked four, Wheeler struck out seven. He allowed just one hit. Wheeler leaned heavily on his sinker, which sat around 95, and earned a 48% CSW, a very strong rate. His season ERA still sits at 5.79. However, that should continue to tumble as he looks back to what he was all last season. Brad Hand was the first reliever in and got into a bit of trouble. He allowed three hits and the Rockies' only run of the day, which would make it a 3-1 game in the seventh. But the offense tacked on four in the bottom of the inning without even actually getting a hit, and the bullpen kept it clean after that. Alec Bohm starred once again on the offensive side of the ball, driving in the Phillies' first run of the game on a fielder's choice, and then getting his arms extended to launch a 398 homer to left, 106 miles per hour off the bat to extend the lead to 3-0 in the fourth. Roman Quinn flashed his speed that has always made him an intriguing player, reaching on a bunt single, which slipped under the bare hand of who else but Ryan McMahon at third base, who just had a brutal series. Another couple bad throws in the field. Quinn then stole second and then third before scoring on a Rhys Hoskins sac fly. An impressive string of plays from the speedy outfielder who really just has not been able to stay healthy throughout his time on the Phillies. Maybe we have a different story here. Maybe we have a player who can really wreak some havoc on the base pass. We'll see. All right, let's take a look around the NL East. Atlanta beat Chicago 5-1 on homers from Austin Riley, Dansby Swanson, and Adam Duvall. But the big news of the night was the return of Ronald Acuna Jr., who swiped a pair of bases while looking completely healthy following the repair of his torn ACL. Injured last season, missed the amazing playoff run. Acuna is a great, great player, and it makes the Atlanta offense much stronger. Try and get right back to 500. The Braves suddenly looking a bit healthier. The Marlins on a roll beat the Nats 3-2. They continue to just pile up wins. They swept the Braves. They swept the Nationals. They're on a 7-game win streak. Watch out, second place in the NL East right now. And the Mets were off Thursday, seemingly spending the day trying to figure out just how they're going to deal with the resurgent Philadelphia Phillies. Our key question of the day: can the Phillies keep pace? We've got a huge weekend series, and that's going to be the bulk of our show as we preview it with the Mets. So let's just jump right into it. Can the Phillies keep pace? What's up next? Three games with the Mets in New York. New York Mets come in 14-6 overall, first place in the NL East. They've been great on both sides of the ball, where they rank second in the majors in WRC+. Also, their pitching has been great. They have a 2.93 team ERA that's fourth best in Major League Baseball. So they're pitching, they're hitting. It's been good for the Mets in the early going. Their offense added Starling Marte, Mark Canha, and Eduardo Escobar this offseason. They're also welcoming back Robinson Cano, who missed last season because of a suspension. Brandon Nimmo has been just awesome atop the lineup. Francisco Lindor appears like he has regained his all-star form. And they got slugger Pete Alonso, who, when he's not getting hit in the face, he is usually mashing baseballs. The rotation also been just very solid. Max Scherzer and Chris Bassett, the two big offseason additions. And even though Jacob deGrom remains sidelined probably into June, the rotation has been really solid. Tyler Miguel's been very good in his absence, and they've also gotten some few nice innings out of Taijuan Walker. And Carlos Carrasco, former friend alert, has been pitching very well in the early going. So on Friday night, we're going to see Miguel on the mound, and Aaron Nola is going to try and do what he did last time out, limit the home runs, keep those strikeouts going, and look like the ace that we know he can be. On Saturday, we get Kyle Gibson versus Taijuan Walker. The last time we saw Walker, he was a very abbreviated start as he left very early, but he was looking pretty good. Let's see if the Phillies can get to him. And then Sunday, Zach Eflin versus Max Scherzer, Sunday Night Baseball. We'll have the eyes of the nation watching as we hopefully are looking to complete our second straight sweep. But really, let's just focus on getting a series win in New York. As we mentioned yesterday, we have another series with the Mets again next weekend, so we don't want to look ahead too much. But this is 7 games with the Mets in the next 10 days. It will tell the tale of how the Phils are going to be looking as we head into May. All right, our final thought of the day. What a day for Philly sports. The Phillies complete the sweep. The Sixers advance in the NBA playoffs, and the Eagles take everybody's attention late as they pull a couple of huge trades during the first round of the NFL draft, trading up to select defensive tackle Jordan Davis, and then pulling off a blockbuster deal, trading their other first round pick for stud wide receiver AJ Brown. Good vibes like this don't come around all that often for us Phillies fans across all the sports. We're not going to talk about the hockey team today. But anyway, enjoy it. It's going to be a beautiful Friday out there. We got a big game tonight, a big series this weekend. So that's all we got for you today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks again for joining us. Go Phils, beat the Mets. We'll talk to you after the weekend.